Hello. Are you struggling with social anxiety or feeling like you're not accepted by others? Are you struggling with a sense that you've been marginalized or just plain out ignored because of how you appear or whatever the issue is? Yeah, I do know about it. And I don't know if that's how well you're seeing it on your device, but I'm very nearsighted. Yeah, as you can see with the glasses, if you see me read, it'd be like this. And hard of hearing. What is light paralysis? With the exception of this, I was actually born this way. This came from a doctor trying to save my life. I'm not going to get into that story, but I just wanted to share that part for a simple reason. One, I've been dealing with this for close to 57 years. All right? I've had people I've been feeling that thing. And I'll be the first to admit that it's not an easy topic to talk about. Part of the problem is I don't want to come across as, oh, woe with me. Actually, if you read a lot of my blog posts, you'll discover I tend not to want to talk about this stuff because most people do not struggle with this. And it's kind of challenging. But I feel this topic is very important. Not so much to talk about people with disability, but you might be having this problem because you're a woman or because you're a Black American, African American, whatever. All right. Hit me if I switch between the two. But I get it. You may have other issues as well of feeling that way. But the problem isn't, okay, let's get into camaraderie and all this stuff. But what to do about it? I've been feeling this way, just so you know, it really is true. I have been given some false messages about how people perceive me. I think my father was afraid that people wouldn't give me a chance. They would think I was who knows what. We never really talked. But he did see it a tough time. Me, somehow I had the impression that people thought I was really stupid, mentally impaired. I'm not exactly fond of the current vernacular, but mentally challenged does sound about right. I'll give him credit for that. And of course, they're usually shocked to find out that I'm not. And I've had that. That was always my underlying fear. And it was why I was like, oh, I gotta prove, I gotta show I am not a freaking. I don't want the YouTube algorithm freaking out because it is actually trying to lend the airwave of inappropriate words. Well, I think the programmers would agree that, yeah, that I'm not totally happy. But I am really having fun with this. But I'm not creating this so you can feel sorry for me. No. I'm trying to create something relatable. So if you do read the blog post, and I encourage you to read it, you're not walking away thinking, oh, this is some white guy this white guy knows a heck of a lot more than you think. So not so fast, dude. I can talk. I know about being excluded from a softball game by your fellow classmates because They were actually very, I don't know if because I really suck at playing softball or they just didn't want me to get hurt. Who knows? We never talked. I know about that. I know about people who look at me and say, oh, him the graphic art? What are you, not? Really? Take a look at my thumbnail, dude. Okay, I'm not going to be as skilled as somebody who has great eyesight, but I do. I'm used to people underestimating and all that, and it does happen. Okay, let's face it. It's real. And that's the one thing I wanted you to come clear on, so you know that, okay, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's not. That's, oh, is everybody, bull crap. I've been on the receiving end of job discrimination. I've been on the receiving end of all kinds of crap. So I know that people do have biases. And it's not just towards people who are physically challenged, but also to all kinds of other areas. But this is not, let's go beat up on the healthy one. No. This is about how to overcome the feeling of being ignored and marginalized, all right? This is, and I use that word deliberately because it kind of describes a lot of what I had to deal with and what I had to overcome way better than the more English, easier sounding words. So, let's take care of the part that we can do. And believe it or not, there is something we can do. First, I actually did a survey of my old classmates. Not one person thought I was mentally challenged. They all thought I was a nerd who just had to prove that he was smart. Don't need to prove anything! I just never communicated, so they didn't have the opportunity. And that is true. And I was in a public school and in a small, relatively small community, mixed group, all right? Sometimes when we feel like we're being excluded, we sometimes have a need to, I gotta prove, just to, no. The only thing you really gotta do is just do the best you can. You don't have to prove anything to anybody but yourself, maybe. And one of the problems of trying to prove, too hard to prove is, and I've done it too, well, I gotta prove I can do this graphic design I was working on, and I end up screwing it up because I was working too hard to prove. Yes, people had assumption because of my eyesight. Of course. And that's normal. But, and that's going to lead to the second part, tip, an idea. I don't know if you noticed, but I can't control you, and you can't control me. The only person I can control is me. How I choose to respond, how I choose to talk, how I choose to approach even this topic, which can be a little tricky. That's the only thing I can control. I'm trusting, and I'll put my trust in the Lord and hope that people would be willing to watch this video. But the worst thing I can do is to project onto everyone else and say, oh, no, stop. I can tell you, that kind of negative projecting of thought doesn't help. And it's also really unfair. It may be the problem. Who knows? Perhaps the person was thinking, I'd like to learn more, but I don't have time. I don't know. And I'm going to trust that if you're listening this far, you'll come back if you decide to pause. And I would love to know if this is actually of help to you. So please put something in the comment. That was the other problem I had to deal with, is the lack of confidence in my writing. Yeah, it did need improvement. And yes, I did need to care. All that. But guess what? When you have this fear or anxiety, that it really does eat away at your ability to do things. Yeah. And I was really suffering from a lot of it. The fear of a lack of acceptance, when in reality, I was. The other day, I watched a video. A young lady, well, I think I can call her young because she looked like she was in her 30s. Okay? Mind you, I'm 57. She pointed out that one thing to remember about society, most people, especially in the business job setting, they're more impressed by your resolve than you will be with any status. So don't freak out because, oh, I'm not being accepted because I didn't go to some Ivy League college or something. Just do your best at work and doing. And your resolve will speak for itself. Gee, there's a proverb from scripture that I recall. See a man skilled at his work, he will not go unnoticed. He will serve before kings. People will notice. And let no one boast, but will exalt himself. But rather, let the Lord exalt the humble. Let the Father, and Father, I'm driving myself crazy. I ask that you will help me deal with this. I will leave that business approved, whatever, in your hands, rather than try to do things myself. But it doesn't. And yet, sometimes you do need to speak up. But believe me, I've had to deal with advocacy in the past, and the one thing they tell you is, don't go in like a rules lawyer. Don't go in saying, okay, yeah, and walk in like you're part of the mafia. No. Just be civil. It may not even be you, and there's a good chance. In my case, it may be that part of the problem is they're looking at me and saying, how is this guy going to succeed? And there are some legitimate concerns. But they don't know how to communicate because nobody wants to be offensive. They don't know what to say. In today's society, we're so sensitive. And don't know what. And that's not helping anybody. It doesn't help me to overcome what I'm thinking. And it sure as heck ain't helping the other guy either. Somebody save me. Guess who I can help? You. But you're not going to help them if you come in like the mafia. Okay? You're better off just going with gentleness. Instead, ask the Lord to open and give and grant favor. Ask him. Let him deal with the issue. And yes. But do yourself a favor. Don't walk in with saying, oh. And I had this said by a woman who was a very capable advocate, and she's also the director of Arizona Bridge Independent Living. She's in a wheelchair. She illustrated made a great point in a practice session for interview, for job interview. She chose three types of individuals, and she was the person for it. She said the person who is most likely to get the job is not the guy coming in like the advocate extraordinaire, militant and everything, quoting that. That's a great way to scare the crap out of people and send them packing for the hill. Or, whoa, no, just be confident. Just communicate a confidence that you are able to do. And I'll say, wow. And you are sharp enough to recognize that, hey, they may have some questions, but can't ask. Be afraid to volunteer what's appropriate. They don't know. Wow. They may do that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, she is right. Mind you, I'm talking about a lady who was the director, a chief advocate for people with disability, namely wheelchair bound. Hello. I think she would be somebody to listen to, don't you? Susan, I remember you well enough, and I thank you for it. And no, I don't think she was, but guess what? She's right. Look, I know it's challenging and I know it's hard. Yes, but it's not helping that you can. All right, and it's not helping you by worrying what you think, because that's only going to make it harder for you. And it also makes, just as it does me, I can't spend my days worrying about what how people are going to say. I wouldn't have bothered with this YouTube video or writing the blogs. I actually had to overcome my negative view of my writing because I was in doubt. But the Lord healed my heart and helped me to say, wow, we do have something. And there is a calling. And I'm doing my best to follow through. And not worry about what others say. And know how to receive, recognize when someone's trying to give me constructive criticism. Same thing goes with the video. All right. I'm going to leave a lot of more detail and help on the blog post. So I invite you to read, to go over to ChristianityExplained.blog and read that article. And if you manage to get to this end, I'm going to ask this question. Would it be more helpful to you if I use some books that I may get my hands on, like audiobooks, and discuss the content of those books? Would that make for a more engaging video? Because I could do that, especially since there is a good paying affiliate program. Let me know in the comment below. I better mention that in the pinned. All right. Thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you. See you when I see you.